When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our Place, episode 501.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're doing fine, thanks. I think we're okay anyway.
Yeah.
And hope you all enjoyed Mumcast. I certainly enjoyed recording it with a tinge of sadness. But I wanted to celebrate my mum, and so I hope you all enjoyed that. Other than this, there's not a great lot happened this week, is there?
No, but I want to go back over the
Go on then.
But I wasn't there. I want to go back over the podcast where I did my, because I didn't want to discuss it last week. We had a lot to do. The hook verse where I did that recording.
Yeah.
I've had one bit of feedback saying that she, Margaret liked that. She did, like she said yesterday. She liked the
hook.
She liked my recording.
Yeah.
But see, in the past, like we were talking about the noise levels. All right, the noise floor is higher than the most high professional recorders, like what you're using now, isn't it? That's much better.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
But I've only ever listened to it in the past on the hook verse itself, so it's own earpieces, its own headphones, and of course you'd get a lot of noise because there's a lot more treble than there is bass. There's no real bass in those, is there?
No.
And then you think, oh, it's really hissy. So of course I listened back to the podcast that we'd done it on, and yeah, lo and behold, it was much better than I thought.
Mm.
It's certainly no worse than, say, oh, what the Eddie roll, you reckon?
No, it's no worse, but it's no better. It's still hissy.
But I didn't like the Eddie rolls anywhere. And I'm thinking, I was actually even more impressed listening to it back on the podcast on a different pair of headphones.
Mm. Yeah.
On my little in-ear Bose wired headphones, not Bluetooth, the wired ones, the proper ones.
Yeah.
When I want to hear something particular, I put real headphones in where I can. Real... That's wrong. Wired headphones, not real. Traditional then. Traditional stuff.
Yeah.
So that was that little bit. The music box is, yes, it was a tinge of sadness because we won't be able to go out. And the whole podcast, that whole Mumcast, the four of us won't be, obviously can't go out anymore like that because there's no longer the four of us.
No.
But I love those music boxes. They do. They send a shiver down my spine.
Mm.
You had a message about that. Somebody loved them all, didn't you?
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Shah. That was really nice of you to say that. Yeah, Shah. She said that the music, listening to Mum with the music boxes in the music box shop made her cry. And you didn't even know my mum, did you? So there you go. You see. It just shows you, but it's the situation, isn't it?
Mm.
So yes, it does. It does tend to, make you feel a bit that way. Mm. Anyway, on happier things, what else have we done this weekend?
We haven't done a lot this week to be happy about since we did the podcast last Saturday, have we?
No, not really.
You haven't been anywhere to exhibit, have you?
No.
It's been an ordinary week.
It's been an ordinary week, so there ain't going to be any catch up as such on the podcast. Well, cause it's been an ordinary week of work.
There's not been much going on.
But this week I've been playing with a new product which we're going to be selling, which we both like, I think, don't we, Ange?
Yeah.
These speakers, their smart speaker, is called the GGMM-E5. GGMM is the manufacturer, and the E5 is the particular speaker. Now, the one I'm playing with, you can buy just a Bluetooth one, or you can buy a Bluetooth and Wi-Fi smart speaker. Now, what makes these speakers different is the E5-100, which is the smart speaker, the Wi-Fi speaker, it supports Amazon Echo, I'm not going to say the lady word because no. otherwise she'll wake up over there. But it supports Amazon Echo. Now, what that means to us is you can ask the speaker to play any music if you've got an Amazon account. You can ask the speaker to read your Kindle book. You can ask your speaker to read your Audible book and so on. To get the best out of it, you do really need an iPhone or an Android and a phone app, but you can also do these things on the web. I think for a lot of blind people, it could be good. I mean, you could be sitting with your speaker in the garden reading The Guardian. You could be sitting listening to a podcast, or you could be sitting listening to a radio station on TuneIn Radio, because it supports those as well. And it also supports other music services like Spotify and Tidal. And so this opens a whole thing. And also it streams from what they call DLNA servers, which means that it'll stream from these network attached storage drives. We've got one upstairs.
Yes.
And it will stream from them as well. And it will play Bluetooth as well. So it means that it will work with your mobile phone. And you can plug in your wired device like a Victor Reader Stream or something like that. You can plug into the back of it and play it through the speaker. And if that's not enough, it also will charge your device if you've got a USB cable. So it has a USB socket in the back, and the power pack will charge your device as well as play it if you want it to, or charge another device.
There is one more little thing, of course.
What's that?
Well, if you remember the few weeks or months ago, we had a podcast on high resolution.
Yes, it plays
play that.
High resolution audio, even at 24-bit, the highest,
yes.
You know, and it goes up to 192K, so that's as high as you can go. It'll play all your FLAC music, your lossless music, and so on. So it has even has the odd advantage over the Sonos, although it doesn't sound as good as the Sonos. But then it's not
well,
as big as the Sonos.
It doesn't sound as good as my Play 5.
It probably does sound as good as the Play 1, I'd
possibly,
say.
Possibly, yes.
If, from what I remember, the sound of the Play 1,
but
you know.
The trouble is I heard that in a noisy shop as well, the Play 1,
but,
so I can't really...
But this is one hell of a speaker, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you say? And the price of the speaker will be $125.99 and probably £10 shipping, because we'll have to do it via... You know, because it's a bit heavier than some things as well. So we'll probably do it via courier in case, you know, you want to get it spoilt or anything like that. So it's going to be $135.99 altogether. But what a speaker, eh? And, you know, to do all that stuff. Oh, yes, and unlike any other Bluetooth speaker I've ever seen, it also does... it also has physical bass and treble knobs.
Yes, that is a bit unusual.
Now, that's unusual. Okay. But very welcome, because if you've got a really bassy podcast, you can roll off the bass. And if you've got one that hasn't got a lot of bass in it, you can bring up the bass and so on, you know, things like that. If you get a really deep bass, it rattles a little bit, the speaker. But I have to say, the quality of it is really quite good, I think. I don't know, what do you think?
Yes, it is actually, yes.
And it's very, very loud, isn't it, Ange?
Yes.
Very loud.
Yes.
I mean, it's a 20-watt speaker we're talking about. So... And the other thing about these speakers is if you buy two of them, and you can buy two of them indeed, you can pair them. You can what's called pair them. So what that means is that you pair them, and that you can have one as the left channel and one as the right channel, and then you can put them further apart and get wide stereo. So that's good too. Now, originally, I was going to make them a little bit dearer and add an hour of training onto them. But what I decided to do was to keep them at the same price as they are at the moment on Amazon. And, you know, if people want an hour's training, they can pay for it. The reason for that is some people may not need the training. They may be good at the app and things like that. And I thought, I don't want to build in a higher price.
No.
But it's £30 for an hour's training. So if you needed, for example, an hour's training on that speaker to get all the facilities set up for you, that would be an additional £30, so that'd be £155.99 for the speaker. So, you know, you can take advantage of that if you want to, but I didn't want to force it on everyone, so people can just buy it if they want to, if they're, you know, if they can handle the app. The Android app is quite poor, I have to say, in terms of there's a lot of unlabeled buttons. I'm actually labelling them as I'm going through at the moment. The iOS app is better, but there are still some unlabeled buttons. I have reported all this to them. Whether they understand me or not is another thing, because
but they have come back to you. At
they have come back to me things. Where I've had issues with support issues and come back to me and things like that.
Your problems,
yes,
they?
Yes, they have. And
which is a good start.
So they've been good at support.
Yes.
I have to say that too.
Yes.
So we're going to sell this speaker. And if anyone wants to order one, you can pre-order one now, because they should be with me in about a week, I'm hoping. And as I say, £125.99 each, plus £10 shipping, or £159.99 plus £10 shipping if you want an hour's help setting it up.
But of course, you can always book that in later, anyway.
And you can always book it in later
you
if
don't you have to decide.
You don't have to decide. You can buy the 100. It's not going to be more expensive to buy it later if you need it.
No.
And that's another decision I took. I didn't want to, you know, give anyone an incentive to take up the training if they didn't need it, you know. But I know that with all the features on that speaker, it can be quite daunting to set it up if you don't know what you're doing. So there you go.
We do know, though, two of you, you've got it, Jackie. We know another blind person, Jackie.
Jackie's got it, yeah.
And you two have managed.
We've set it up without sight completely.
She had less trouble using the iOS. The iOS app is less trouble.
Yes,
it?
It is. Yeah. But now I know the Android app.
Yes.
Really, a bit like the back of my hand, really, now.
Yes.
It's getting easier now. And it's got things like a sleep timer, so you can set sleep timer on it.
And it does have some speech in it. I don't know what happens when the battery runs low. We haven't heard that yet.
We haven't heard that because the battery ain't gone low yet since we've had it.
I don't know if it just goes off.
We got it last Saturday, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been playing it for a week, and I wanted to announce it now so that people can pre-order it if they wish.
You did charge it once because you weren't sure if it was...
And I've also put it on power a couple of times, because when you update the firmware, you have to put it on power.
And it speaks all that to you.
It does.
It says a few things, doesn't it?
Yes, that's another thing about it. It does talk. It tells you when it's connected to your router. It doesn't tell you when it's paired with Bluetooth, but it does make a different beep tone, so you know. And it also tells you when it's updating the firmware, and it tells you when it's reset and doing a factory reset, doesn't it? And things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a good speaker. Certainly value for money. I think that's great.
Yes, value for money.
There is also going to be the E5 200, and we'll have that too. And that'll be $84.95 plus £10 shipping. And that is just Bluetooth, but you get all the bass and treble and all that as well. So you'll get the quality of that speaker, but it's just Bluetooth. If you don't have an Amazon account, or if you don't have any Wi-Fi means of playing music. The other thing I didn't say is that this speaker also supports Spotify, Tidal.
You did say that.
Oh, did I say that?
Yes.
It also supports iHeartRadio if you're in America, and other things. It doesn't support Google Play yet. I did ask them, and they said we can't support Google Play at this time, but they didn't go any more into that.
It's probably some licensing
thing. Probably some licensing thing, yeah.
They must have to have agreements, mustn't they,
yes,
to do all these things?
Yes. So, there you go. Oh, right, okay.
Somebody's resigned.
Nick Timothy, I think, said something like that. One of the MPs resigned after losing, they didn't get their majority. Okay, anyway, showing you this is recorded live.
Well, if too many of them resign, she won't even be able to have a parliament with the DUP.
No, but I don't want to get into politics
on
here.
No, but I'm just saying, let's hope they don't. Too many reasons.
But back to this speaker, I think it's really good. For the price of it as well, because it's actually cheaper than a small jam box, which is $150.
You can't buy them now, can you?
No, I don't think you can now, but it's cheaper than that was.
Don't prefer it to the sound of my... And it's a very old Bluetooth, my jam box. But I didn't prefer the big jam box to the small jam box.
That was another thing about it. It connects to Bluetooth fast, doesn't it?
It does
really fast.
Pioneer anyway.
Yeah, and we talked about the Pioneer XDP-100. It works well with that, doesn't it? Works beautifully with that.
Yes.
So it's really good.
Mm.
A hearty recommendation for that one. And as I say, we'll be selling that soon, and it'll come on the website soon as well.
Actually, I think the big jam box when it was new was 200 and odd, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And in fact, the full price of the big... the full price of the speaker is $299. The smart speaker, the E5 100, is $299. But At the moment, it's on Amazon for $125.99, so we'll honour that price as well. So there you go. I think it's a good buy, really.
Yeah.
It's really quite a good buy, and I like it. I bought my own one on Amazon to check it out first, didn't I?
Yeah, you bought it last week, got it here Saturday, and over the next day or so, you've set it all up.
And then talked to them about selling it, didn't I?
Yeah.
And they've agreed we can sell it. They're looking for distributors, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some manufacturers, I asked them, and they say, no, we sell it on Amazon, and that's enough. And other manufacturers say, yeah, but we're looking for other distributors. Yeah, I think it's good that they look for other opportunities, you know.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. The news is coming in today because of all what's happened.
Yeah.
And I forgot to take my phone upstairs, but so apologise for that. So yeah, have a look out for that. It'll be on the website in the next few days. And I can mention on here as well that I have mentioned it and told JJ Medorg about it in the States. And he's going to look into it. So if he decides to sell it, that would be a good one as well. You'd be able to get it over in the States as well. So because he's given me a few leads, like the talking chargers. So I thought it was only worth a mention, and I'd give him that lead. And he's been on the website, and he likes the idea of it. He said he might even replace the Blue Tigers with it, which we're doing. So I'm not going to get any more sound pods. Once they're gone, they're gone. I'm going to just concentrate on all the speakers that GGMM do at the moment, because we can buy them. Mm. And see how good they are. They have others. They have an E3 smart speaker as well. And they also have headphones, which I haven't looked at yet. Apparently hi-fi stereo headphones as well, things like that. So all things to look into in the future, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
You know, I might end up getting a sample of them eventually and seeing how well they work. I need to ask Emma what some of the headphones look like, because I don't know whether they're on the ear, over the ear, in the ear, you know.
Yeah.
They have got a pair of sports Bluetooth earbuds as well, which I'm interested in.
Because,
you know, that sounds interesting, because they'll be very light, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So all good stuff. So, and thank you again to GGMM for their support. They've been really supportive of at least, you know, helping me through problems. Primarily getting Alexa to speak in the UK English voice, so that was tricky, but once I knew the Android app, it's easy to do. I had to change the settings to UK English as well as do it on the website. It's a shame it can't do it, you know, automatically once you've done it from the website, but maybe there's a reason that they can't do that. But anyway, yeah, I think it's and by the way, because it supports Amazon Echo, it does everything the Echo does. I mean, the reason I say that is that there are some things, like if you download Reverb AI on your phone, it gives you Amazon Echo support, but you can't play music with it, and you can't read your Kindle book with it, and you can't read your Audible book with it.
That's a shame.
It's a bit pointless, really, you know.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, but this speaker does support all of that. I've tried all of that, and I've read Audible with it.
Yes.
I've read Kindle with it.
Yes.
And you can read Kindle with the Amazon's text to speech. So, you know, for a blind person, I think this has a lot of potential.
It does.
Oh, and it has another feature I mentioned, which I didn't mention, is it has 6 favorites. So using the app, this is why I said most, you know, it's better to have it on, you know, if you've got a phone, you've got an iPhone or Android, although it can easily be set up. Using the app, you can set up to 6 presets, and they can be radio stations on TuneIn, or they can be radio stations on Spotify, you know, playlist radio stations and things like that, or anything like that. And you can flick between these 6 presets using the preset button. It's a cycle, you know, you go around each one and then go back.
Is there a physical button on the speaker?
Yes.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
You can do it with the speaker.
Yeah, yeah. So you could, for example, if you're a fan of the BBC, you could set up radios 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
On TuneIn Radio, and then in fact I might do that, because it's another thing to demonstrate exhibitions. And then you can flick quickly between those presets, and if you've got any presets in it, apparently it comes on playing the last station you played, so it's like a traditional radio when you turn it on. You know.
Yeah.
So this is really cool.
It is very
cool. A very, very good speaker, you know. And the fact that you can pair them if you buy two of them, and two of them would only be $250 at the moment. So, you know, and some speakers are $299 or more, as we've said, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's pretty good, I think. It's pretty good going.
It is.
There you go. That's really all I can say about the speaker, except it will be on the website fairly soon. And when it is, I'll put a link on the show notes, but I'll put a link on the show notes to the speaker itself on the website. And, you know, you can all have a look at it.
There also, we've also heard YouTube demos of people playing it, using it, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, we have.
It does make, you can tell it sounds quite good.
Yeah.
When you listen to those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it is very loud, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you could rock the house with it. You could have a party in a big room with it.
Yeah, you could actually. You could.
Couldn't you? You know. Mm. Oh.
God, they've lost two of them.
Lots of, yeah. Fiona Hill now.
Lost two.
She's just resigned. They're losing two. That's it.
It's two. Gone.
Well, well, well. Mm, I think this is going to make Theresa May's position very difficult.
It
but
is, if we lose too many, because we can't form a government anyway.
No.
Or can we? I don't know.
Well, don't know. Don't know, but times are interesting. Anyway. sorry about these.
Yes, it's interesting. I'm actually finding it very interesting.
Attractions.
Talking of Wi-Fi gadgets, you've got an early birthday present.
Oh, yes, I've got an early birthday present. I've got Google Home, haven't I, Angie?
When did we get that? It came here on...
It came here on... Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday, wasn't it?
It was actually... Somebody won one. We don't know how. It's some competition, obviously. And he'd never opened it, had he? So he had no use for it.
No.
So he put it up for sale, and here we are.
Yeah. I ought to tell him about the other gadget we can pre-order as well, wouldn't I?
What's that?
Capsys.
Oh, yes.
Smart Vision 2. So, Smart Vision 2 is now out. We've been waiting for it for ages, and I got one last week, so we got it. And it does have buttons like the original Smart Vision. The buttons are different in that you have the traditional phone layout. It's more like a C5 now, and you know, Nokia Talksy type of phone. What makes the Smart Vision 2 different and more interesting is that it uses a modified version of TalkBack. And what that means is you can run regular Android apps on it. In fact, that's what you do most of the time. All of the apps that they've written are regular Android apps.
Right.
So yeah. They're not on the Play Store, but they're regular Android apps. So, you know, you go in, for example, to applications and then you run Captain and things like that. Now, the implication of that is because the phone has 3 gig of RAM and it has 16 gig of ROM, which means that you can... it's the other way around, sorry. 3 gig of ROM, 16 gig of RAM, which that's how much storage it has, 16 gig. And you can also put a micro SD card in it as well. It's on Android 6.0, which is much better than 4.4, I have to say. And I feel very much better about this one because you can put now apps like Facebook and WhatsApp on it. And probably YouTube and all kinds of... In fact, it's got YouTube on it, I think.
Is it?
I think so, yes. Yeah. You can use Google Play Music on it and things like that, couldn't you? So
yes.
So now it's a much more viable situation. And I need to try some of these things like Facebook, like tweetings and things like that.
Yeah, you use Facebook anyway.
Indeed, tweetings, indeed, yes. Indeed. And, you know, it could be really quite good. And you use the buttons as a keyboard, but you can also use the touchscreen, whether as a keyboard or as a device, because you can use regular Android and TalkBack gestures. So, you know, down, right, left, you know, up, right, and for context menus and things like that. And you can read from top and read from next. So what I'm saying is this is basically a regular Android phone with buttons. Now, there are two versions of that, and again, you can pre-order that if you want to. The first version is basically the Android phone with the general apps, and you can put your own apps on it as well. Oh, and you can also put your own text-to-speech on it. I had it running with Eloquence, didn't I, Ange? And that sounded really good.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I like that. And it ran very well with Eloquence, I have to say.
Yeah.
And So you can also, what was I saying? Yeah, you can put regular apps on it. The only difference is three apps that you don't get with the basic version. The basic version does not come with the book reader, which is a Daisy book reader. It does not come with OCR, which is scanning text. And it does not come with the GPS app. And I have to say, the GPS app is really good. Now, you can buy all of those apps separately, but if you do, it's a lot more expensive than actually buying the Pro version of the Smart Vision 2. So, that being said, the two versions will come in at £349 and £449 and £599. So £449 and £599. £599 gives you everything that the Capsys has to offer, and then £449 gives you the basic version. Now, if though, for example, you don't need GPS, you can then buy the basic version and just update to the book reader or whatever you wanted. You can contact us about all of that. But there are basically two prices, £449 for the basic and £599 for the full version. And I must say, I quite like it. I'm still very much a touchscreen man, so I wouldn't go for it for my own use. However, it does work properly. It does work well with Android. It does work well with TalkBack, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's another possibility, and we will be selling that soon as well. So you can pre-order that anytime, and as soon as that's on the website as well, we will give you, we will let you know, and also put it in the show notes. So that's the announcement of the newest two gadgets we got. We like to keep you busy for you, don't we? We like to
Definitely.
Keep you thinking about things you can spend your money on.
Well, yes, we have to make money, so yeah, we have to do that, don't we?
We do, indeed, we do. The Capsys is good, by the way, as well. If you want a relatively good phone, but you also want to be able to, use it, if you're not confident with the touchscreen, or you want to be able to use buttons easily on a call, without having to bring up a keypad and things like that. That's another reason that's good, isn't it?
Yes.
You can do things like that.
Yep.
So, if you like button phones, then I think Capsys, this new one, might be the way to go. I think that's all the gadget announcements.
Yes, I think so.
Is there anything else, Ange?
Not that I can think of.
No. So I think that's going to do it for us, but we've got one more recording to play at the end. Before we do that, though, I'll give you the contact details. You can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. There you can either send us an MP3 if you want it on the podcast, or you can send us a message of something. Tell us if you want it on the podcast or if it's for us personally. And, of course, you can ask us if you want to join our Dropbox, and then you can put files into your own folder in that Dropbox. And as Mandy has done, indeed, and we'll come to Mandy's recording in a minute when we say goodbye and all that lot. So we'll now tell you about Mandy's recording. Mandy's recording that we're going to play you in a minute, I believe, is at the Summer House at Tynmouth at the Clifton Hotel, is it, Ange?
Clifton, yeah.
Yeah,
Clifton.
In the Summer House, and they were just having a chat. But the difference here is that Mandy was using a binaural microphone with the LS14. Because we were using the Hookverse, Mandy came back and said, would you like a recording from this particular binaural mic? And I believe it's the Roland CS10 EM. But I'll have a link to it on the show notes. And that's, I think it's about £85 on Amazon. And so she plugged this into the LS14. And she's made about a 26-minute recording of just general chat and people moving about and things like that. So if you like the idea of binaural recordings, put on headphones and have a listen to this and see what you think. So I think that's going to do it for now. So I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you, as usual, next time.
He's not too bad, actually. He's got a force, actually. Yeah, that's right.
As soon as I came into the door, there you were.
Yep. We were just in the room and I was just reading a bit, caught up on the archers. and listen to a bit of music. And that's it, really. Just chilling, really, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Everyone silent, oh my God.
We're listening.
That was cool.
We like nice sounds.
Oh no! I'm not.
Yeah, kind of.
I think it's best to forget about it for a while and then come back to it. Yeah.
See ya, Friday.
Okay. Oh, aren't you going to give us a kiss?
No.
All right. Give us a kiss.
Go on, then.
See you later.
See you later. Sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, you?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Katie knows where
you just tell us. We'll be here at 9:20. Just tell us so that we don't have to worry. We know what's happening.
We're going to go down as well. Yeah.
You should know that tonight, though, because then Christine can only have to count X number of people.
The best way to go is to make it in your own mind.
Can I listen to David again?
Checking that the best way to go is down here rather than on the road.
It's much easier down the gate and after you turn the light and it's right before
the way.
If you get the key.
You're right with
the key. All right, so that's for that. For the evening of Sunday, we're doing the three Alleluia's Better Day Coming down in the river to pray. Do you want to do the Taiwan Canon? Okay, doing this one, we're doing the Cradle Song from the Shetland Islands, that is the one from this morning. Yenamana we're doing, and there's these two last ones we're not doing. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that we're doing together.
Group, yeah.
Could we start with one together, finish with one together?
Yeah.
What would you suggest that we start with as a first?
I would suggest, you know, the two of them that have got boats, talking about boats, I should say, we should separate those two, the Italian Canon and the other one.
Okay.
okay.
Yeah, that's true. I see what you.
Yeah.
I see
yeah.
His point.
Yeah.
I think we ought to start with down in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One is down in the river. What about the last one?
I think the last one ought to be better, guys, because it's a nice positive one.
Yeah,
that's true. We can get the audience to clap along with it then.
Okay, could I have people who want to sing by themselves, could I have their hands up, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow.
What about
seven?
Two? Well, they're
going
to
start doing
one.
You want to do it solo too?
Me? Well, I did it original. I'm not going to.
Oh.
You wanted to.
It's a keyboard problem, see. What if you needed somebody to play as a keyboard code?
Actually, I'm not trying to make
it. As you realise, I'm not doing that, so I'm not doing it.
The only thing I came up with, but I think it's a long run, is I've got my iPod with me that's got one of these keyboard programs on it. But I can't work out how to work it.
Unless anyone has here plays.
Okay, so
Chessie plays, but it's just that there's not one in the bar.
There's a piano in there.
It's in the quiet room, though.
It's in the quiet room.
It's in the what?
Car.
It's there.
I'm not doing it. I'm not good enough for that.
Who but Chessie could have played?
Okay. What about Tim? Would you like to sing it for us without the piano today? This afternoon? So we can hear it.
I'm not actually up to it.
Okay. Fair enough, that's fine if he knows what.
Thank you for offering.
It's fine.
Thank you for offering.
Okay.
It's right.
So if we have 1, 2, 3, 4, we have four left that we sing together. So let's try to have one solo, one song together, one solo and see how it
right,
goes.
Yeah, okay.
So who would like to do his solo now as being the first person who wants to try to do it? Okay, Lucy.
I can put my song on it, and it's called The Rose.
Yeah.
It's by Bette Midler, originally.
Yeah. So,
and I don't mean a piano, I can do it on my
own. So my idea is that we listen to the songs and then we decide what goes where.
Yeah.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
You know that we are recording in order to be able to give you a CD after the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm not really good with recording, so I want to try to record now so that if we lose the concert, so at least we have something here.
Yeah.
So it's going to be recording time. And
no pressure then.
That leaves your soul to please.
Just sit on the floor. Yeah, it's a good song.
Is it all right? Did it sound okay?
Yeah, sounded good. That's a good jazz standard as well. Who is next?
Okay, Anne. Lovely. Anne, what's your
lovely
piece on
it? Oh, lovely. Lovely.
On earth and when?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.